It's good to be back to work coming off the bye week. We know that we have a tough task ahead of us, and we want to make the best of these next 3 months of football.
What do you see out of the Chiefs' defense?
They're a physical team. That's a team that's trying to get back to its 2014 form. And right now, those guys are aggressive on defense, on the defensive side of the ball. It starts up front, those pass rushers, and they're good at stopping the run and reestablishing the line of scrimmage. Then in the back end, those guys are aggressive. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we're going to come put together a game plan that's going to allow us to go out there and play at our best.
What do you see as the differences, sir, between how they bring their pass rushers and maybe what Denver did?
I know last week's guys, those guys were active, and this week, these guys do some things different than what Denver does, but they're primarily the same scheme. We know that it's going to give us some challenges, but we're going to put together a game plan that's going to allow us to just go out there and play at our best.
You had said after the Denver game when you were sacked 7 times, maybe it was time to make some adjustments or what have you. What can you do maybe to not get sacked as much?
Throughout the course of the game, the teams are going to scheme us up and things like that. But, for me, I can continue to get the ball out of my hands fast, make fast decisions and to help out in protection.
Having that extra week to make all these adjustments wherever it might be in the pass protection game?
Yeah, you can say that. But I know that each week we put together a game plan, and it just allows us, each and every guy on the field, to do their job. So I know that my job is to, deliver the football to the guys on the outside and allow those guys to make plays. So I just have to continue to do a good job with that.
Penny, is that the most pressure you've taken playing football? There's a lot of pressure early, and then there was a kind of a stretch there where you had some time, but then there was some pressure at the end. Where did that run?
I'd say we caused that upon ourselves. Blew some assignments and things like that. And when we were going, things were going good for us. And we were slowing those guys down in the pass rush. So it's just we were shooting ourselves in the foot. I was sacked 7 times. You don't want to get hit that many times. But our guys, those guys work extremely hard. And ever since training camp, those guys have been just grinding away. And I have a great group of leaders in that room. So those guys are doing a great job of just continuing to just trusting each other, trusting the coaching staff, and just go out there and play football.
Did you guys make some adjustments early in the game? Because I think you were sacked like 3 times in the first half, just a few plays. And then were there adjustments made then or just better execution or what was it?
Just better execution. Like I said, some of those sacks we caused upon ourselves. You put the tape on, and some of the things that we've done well in training camp, we didn't do so well against Denver. But right now, Denver's in the past. We can't focus on that game. We have to give our focus all into Kansas City right now, and we know that it's going to be a challenge for those guys coming in here. Like I said, we want to establish something and get something going over these next 12 games.
Last October, you were sacked 8 times against Detroit, 5 against Buffalo, but then you guys kind of figured it out, and it was pretty good the rest of the season. Can you draw positives in front looking back to last year?
Definitely, but we're not here to sit and talk about sacks. Like I said, we want to focus on Kansas City moving forward, and we can't put all our focus on what happened in the past. We're going to correct things and go out there and, play at our best this Sunday.
Prepare for a 3-4 defense. You've been doing it a few weeks now, but how do you do that in a week when you're playing against a 4-3 in practice?
Our show team has been doing a great job, and the coaching staff has been, tough on those guys to give us the proper looks. So those guys understand, what we're asking of them, and they give us great looks throughout the work week, and it just helps us when Sunday comes.
Comfortable now? I think Kansas City's maybe the third maybe straight team that's running a 3-4 against you guys.
Definitely. The more you see it, the more comfortable you get, the more familiar you become with it. So our coaching staff, like I said, they're going to put together a game plan that allows us to go out there and play at our best.
How is Houston look? Justin Houston, he has had a sack of 3 games, but is he still bringing a lot of pressure, or how's he look?
Definitely. He's a guy who knows how to get around the quarterback. He's one of the best pass rushers in this game. And we know that we have to be aware of where he is on the field. We're going to have to try to do some things to slow him down.
Against Denver, you had to deal with some of your wide receivers being out. That may or may not be the case this week. How does that affect you and your timing with those guys?
It doesn't. I've been able to and put time in, you know, working with all of those guys and, you know, whoever's up. You know, those guys know that we expect a lot from them. So whether it's Adam, Cordaro, Stefan, or Mike, Jairus, Charles, you know, all those guys know what the expectation level is. So, you know, I have total trust in those guys.
Stefan, do as far as you've talked in the past about guys being in the right place at the right time with their routes and their running. How does he, as a rookie, how does he do in that role?
Stefan, you know, he's a young guy who's working extremely hard, and he's shown some flashes throughout training camp. And the thing you like about Stefan is the big catch radius that he has. He has big, strong hands. He can go up and make tough catches for you. So he's a guy who knows that, you know, whether he's in the game, what we expect of him. And we just, you know, all of those guys, we expect those guys to play at their best.
His only game that he played, was he in the right spot at the right time? Did you feel comfortable? Like, because you went to him 10 times.
Definitely. He did some things good for us, and, you know, there's also some things that he can clean up. You know, he had two fumbles. Luckily, we recovered both of them. But, you know, he'll learn that in this league. The guys tackle the football. So he's a guy, like I say, he works extremely hard, and he's eager to be great. So those type of guys we want around here.
Fumbles have been brought up to him quite a bit. Is that, I mean, do the players, maybe like Zimmer's mentioned it a few times, is that something you guys mention to him?
Yeah. Definitely. You know, we take pride in taking care of the football around here. And like I say, Stefan, he's the guy who's going to learn that in this league, guys tackle the football. So, and for the most part, he played good against Denver. And, you know, we expect him to continue to build off his performance.
Teddy, why has Kyle Rudolph not been as involved as a pass catcher? I know every game's different, but you're a few games in and he...
You know, if you look at it, you know, we've been able to run the ball effectively. And Coach Zimmer talks about being a physical team and a tough football team. So, you know, right now we're doing what works for us. And, you know, you want to be a balanced team, but, you know, we're the number 2 rushing offense in the league right now. So, you know, that speaks volumes of what the guys up front are doing. And Kyle's a part of that, you know, whether it's helping in the run game or in protection. You know, he's been doing a great job.
How much do you pay attention to, you know, field position, and, you know, different parts of the games and adjusting your game to it?
You pay attention to it, you know, throughout the entire course of the game. And thankfully, our special teams have been doing a great job of giving us great field position. Then you talk about we may be in a situation where it's maybe 3rd and 17. You know, you don't want to be in that situation, but, you know that maybe instead of forcing the ball down the field, if you can, you know, hit a check down, gain 8 yards, now you're changing the field position for the punter or getting the field goal range. So, you know, field position, we know how important it is. Coach Zimmer, he stresses how important field position is, and we try to win the field position battle.
Do you have a different mindset maybe inside the 20, inside the 10, you know, getting close to the goal line and how you are taking care of the ball or distributing it?
You know, I'm not out there thinking about those things when, you know, I'm in between those white lines. But, you know, once you put the tape on, you go back and say, man, if I had probably checked the ball down right here, could have got 5 yards and made the field goal easier, changed the field position for the punter. But on the field, you know, I'm just out there reacting and, you know, playing football.